think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Otaku Cat with Jess. If you're a new listener, this is an audio blog, basically about me, Jess. I review anime, manga, and movies, and video games, whatever comes to mind, whatever I do during the week, I give to you so you can experience my joy. Whatever. Well, this week has been chaos. I was explaining last episode that we were going to move my sister, which was living in Oregon, down to Southern California. And so yesterday we were driving for about 10 hours and we got into the house. We got to our house, my house, our house, whatever, at 3 a.m. And man, it was hard. We got caught in a blizzard basically, and we couldn't see jack in front of us, and it was scary as hell. I recommend if, because you know, we live in California, I don't get snow where we live. I've maybe seen snow once in my lifetime, and that's when I was like 5. So this was really freaky, and I was like, oh, snow, pretty, and then I was like, oh my gosh, make it stop, it's scary, can't see the road. And at one point we ended up like switching lanes and not even realizing it, but we survived it because, you know, I'm here talking to you right now. But we made the drive in like 10 hours, I guess. Yeah, well, it was like 9.5 hours. Anyways, we still have the second half of the trip. See, we're resting here at our house, and then we are going to go, now we have to drive down to Southern California to my sister's new home. That will take us another 8 hours, so we're doing that tomorrow. And I wanted to get this episode out before that, because I know when I come back, I'm going to be, like, tired and, like, freaking leave me alone. So, I'm talking to you now, I'm recording now, so be thankful, ha ha ha, you get to listen to the cat talk. This week, I read a very excellent manga series. I started a new series, and I recommend you go get it and check it out, because it's cool. It's totally otaku-ness captured in manga form. Anyways, it's called Gengenshiki, the Society and Study of Modern Visual Culture. It's really good. It's basically about this kid that goes to college and he decides that he has to go, you know, do the club thing, because all Japanese kids belong to at least one club in any manga. You see Japanese kids going to clubs at least once, one of them. But he goes out trying to find a club that he wants to join, and he likes anime and manga, and he's like, he doesn't think he's a otaku, but he really is, and he's trying to just basically find people that like the same stuff that he likes. So he goes and he looks at the manga club, and he really didn't like those people in the anime club, but he ends up going to investigate the Gengenshin club, which is like an anime manga kind of, like, it's born because they wanted an in-between between anime and manga, basically. And this group is hilarious. I mean, it's not anything, there's no superpowers, there's no magical girls, or no schoolboy crushes, or, you know, all that classic stuff. It's just plain life written down, and it's hilarious. You should go get it. Definitely go get it. My favorite character, Oh, I forgot his name already. My God, I forgot his name. I've only read this book. I read both 1 and 2 manga on the plane going up to Oregon. So, it's still fresh in my mind, but I'm kind of still dizzy about all this traveling. Kokasuku, or I'm sorry if I'm butchering this name. I can't, read very well, I guess. He's my favorite character. He's like, he's a typical otaku, but he has his, he's cute as hell. You should go get it. It's worth the $10.95 US bucks to get it. And there's translation notes on the back, which are really cool because, even if you're a hardcore fan, and you know the chan and san and those suffixes or whatever they're called, but he does that. The writer, editor, whatever, puts in the translation notes and like says, this could have been this way, but we did this way, and it's really cool because then you get to see what they're actually. Oh, on our trip, we always stop at places to. So we don't fall asleep on the road and eat and go to the bathroom. We stopped at a Taco Bell, or as I like to call it, Taco Hell. Anyways, it was really, weird because we sat down to eat. And this guy just comes running. There's an exit and an entrance and they're both, opposite each other. Runs into the inside and is yelling, all these obscenities at this one guy, and they both run out and they're like, you want to fight, and one of them runs away and the other one walks back and picks up his hat and just walks off, and it's like, wow, what was that? But apparently one of the guys threw some food at him and hit him square in the back, and it was pure silliness, and I was like, I just sitting there how stupid can someone be? That was one of my stories. Meow, 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 meow. I'm so tired, and my brain is just fried from all this moving, and I'm sick and tired of boxes. We had to clean out some of the garage at our house to put some boxes of my sister's. And where we live, we have these gigantic spiders, and they're everywhere. Everywhere. I hate spiders. That's the only thing I can't stand is a spider. And so we're in there trying to move boxes, and there's so many spiders in there. I was just like, I don't want to do this. But then they're like, well, we'll promise you can get anything at the end. So they're like, when you promise me that, I'm most definitely going to say, okay, get me some manga or anime and some food, and I'll do anything. Not anything. Don't get any ideas. See here, I got new anime, but I really didn't watch anything new. Oh, my friend mailed me this anime, and it's called The Fukons. It's not really an anime, actually. I take that back. It's more like a live action, kind of. And it's about this American family that moves to Japan, and everyone in it is a mannequin, and they just do the voiceovers of the people, and so it's really creepy. I don't even want to put links up to it. You'll have to go look that up yourself, but it's called The Fukons. The only thing that I really love about it, the cover, there's a little kid. And there's a little, voice bubble, and it says it's Fukon hilarious. Yeah, that was just hilarious. Just what it was, yeah. The anime is something else. It's not an anime. Why do I keep saying it's anime? Maybe because it's Japanese made, but it's not an anime. It's creepy as hell because the mannequins are creepy. I mean, think about talking mannequins. It's just creepy. Oh, we took a plane to San Francisco, and then had to hop onto a smaller plane, which was like, you know, the 12 roll planes to go into Oregon. And the first plane was a small plane as well. And this is the second time I've ever flown. So I'm pretty new at this. And I'm like, oh, God, you know, I know how an airplane works. And I still can't, you know, I'm like, we're not supposed to be up this high flying in a metal, you know, tube with wings. So I'm already nervous. And I get on there and it was horrible. I thought I was going to, like, die. There's, like, really bad turbulence where, like, everything was shaking. And everyone around me was like, oh, this is cool. And there was a guy in the back, this old guy. He was explaining everything. Like, apparently we're sitting right where, like, the wheels come out. And, like, it when they came out or came back in, whatever they were doing, it, like, rocked us all. And everyone was like, oh. And this old guy's like, oh, this is just the wheels coming in. And, like, when we're landing, he's like, oh, they, you know, they have to do this. And the flaps have to do this. And he was, like, a real know-it-all. And I was like, you know, you're not helping. You're kind of helping, not really helping. Like, just be quiet. But, oh, on the plane, when the plane was late, like an hour and a half to an hour late, that was our first plane. So when we got to San Francisco to catch our the other flight, our connection flight, that's what it's called, they had left like 5 minutes before we arrived. So we missed that. So we're like, crap, we have to reschedule. And we were rescheduling it, and they wanted us to stay overnight at San Francisco for a flight. And we're like, no, put us on standby or something, you know. And they put us on standby, and then we're all worried that we wouldn't get it, but we did. And so we're sitting on the second plane, and we're in the very back. And the second plane ride was very smooth. It wasn't as bumpy, and I was just happy just sitting in the back reading my manga. And lo and behold, the couple that was sitting across from us, because it's two seats, and then there's a row in between, and then there's two more seats. Well, the person sitting across from us, she was a Viz editor, and like we got off, and she's like, yeah, I saw you, and you were reading a manga. Are you an otaku? And at first, I was like, I didn't want to say yes, because I was like, oh, that's, yeah, I'm a little ashamed of that. I haven't fully accepted that, because, like, my family really, like, makes it sound like I'm a real nerd and stuff. But anyways, I was like, yeah, I am. And she's like, oh, I'm an editor. And right now, her name escaped my memory. But I'm sure to look her up. I'm going to email her. She's like, yeah, I'm an editor, and I did this book. Have you read it? And it was happened to be one that I actually own. And I was like, yeah. And it was so cool. We're just talking. And I was like, yes, you just made my day. You know, I went to San Francisco, or no, this was in Oregon. I was like, yes. I made a fellow anime fan. And she's like, yeah, my next project is Naruto. Do you know anything about it? And I was like, oh, God. Naruto. And I was like, yeah, I know about it. And I was like, sigh. Yeah. But it was cool. They had to go. We had to go. We had to go find our baggage. We're all scared that we're going to lose our baggage. Because my mom, she was really worried. My mom was worried because she's diabetic and she needs insulin, and her medication was in the bag. And so she was really, really, really worried, and we, like, run around, like, where's our bag? And, like, everyone, the first question was, like, what does it look like? And for the life of me, I was like, oh, God, what does it look like? And I said it was maroon. Apparently, it's not maroon, it's a dark purple. So yeah, I was like, ah, you know, I don't like airports. I don't like flying, but it had to be done. I got a really bad runny nose, so if I'm sniffling, it's because I have a really bad runny nose. I think I'm coming down with something, or I'm just stressful because of all this moving and packing, unpacking, cleaning. But yeah, long, long week. And I missed my classes. I went to my first class Tuesday because we hadn't left yet. And I was in there and she was talking about all this stuff. And I told my professor that, you know, I'm not going in. I'm not going to be here for this. And I left a note to give to someone else, my tutor. Because, you know, I'm not a genius. I need a tutor. Yeah, so that was crazy. And then right after class, we drove to the airport. Which, you know, I'll be happy when this is all over. But it gave me a lot to talk about. See here, I ordered Kino's Journey. I watched the first DVD, and I cannot figure out if Kino is a girl or a boy. It's for life of me, and I really can't figure out what the purpose of this anime is. It's just really weird, and like, little sayings pop up. When you see a bird, you're supposed to be safe, or something that say. So, I'll have to finish watching that and give my review on that. And next week, I'll probably review Yellow Card, which is a yuri. So, if you don't like the boy-on-boy stuff, don't listen. That's next week, though, because I haven't read it. It just came in. And it looks really good. The cover art looks sexy. It got a big explicit sticker on it. I was never mind. Yeah, so that I'm looking forward to reading that. Because I love my yuri. Got a lot of that. There's no girl-on-girl stuff, though. I cannot find girl-on-girl stuff. What's up with that? If you know any titles, you know, send them my way. I want some equal coverage here. I like the equalness. Yeah. Anyways. I think that's all for this week. And I'll come back to you next week with, you know, the Yellow Card and Kino's Journey, maybe, if I have time. But if you have any emails, questions, feedbacks, whatnot, rants, email me at pyronicojess@podomatic.com. Please send in emails. I feel so weird not getting any feedback and just sending all this crap out on the internet. It's really not crap. It's just, yeah. But anyways, I would like some feedback. That would be cool. And you can message me MP3 files and stuff, or you just message me with, you know, words of encouragement or discouragement. Can't talk. But I'm leaving now. That's all from the cat. See you later.